USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
On this vote, the yeas are 284 and the nays are 149.
On Capitol Hill, the House approves a budget and debt limit deal before lawmakers go out on vacation.
This bill is passed without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The measure lasts through 2021, which means after the next general election. The vote 284 to 149, all but 16 Democrats voted for it, 132 Republicans voting against it, even though President Trump supported it. The bill now heads to the Senate. President Trump, along with Vice President Mike Pence, outside the Pentagon for a welcome ceremony for the new Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
On Capitol Hill, a lawmaker fired up over what he believes might be religious bias by some of his colleagues in the Senate. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The Senate confirmed Brian Boucher by a vote of 51-40 to serve on the U.S. District Court for the District of Nebraska. Prior to his confirmation, some Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee were questioning if Boucher would be able to look at cases fair because he is a member of the Knights of Columbus, which is a Catholic organization. Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, took to the Senate floor to call out those Democrats.
Let's put it bluntly, this is plain, unadulterated, anti-Catholic bigotry, and this isn't a new thing in U.S. history, it's just a new thing. 60 years ago, in this body, John F. Kennedy was asked, as he was running for president, some really similar questions. It's also plainly unconstitutional.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Modern technology in our cars can be distracting, but some drivers find it really annoying. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with results of a brand new study.
The new report says older drivers are more easily distracted by in-vehicle technology than younger drivers are. The report is from the AAA Foundation. They looked at how drivers deal with tasks like navigation or even operating the radio. It found that drivers ages 55 to 75 take their eyes off the road for about 8 seconds longer than people aged 21 to 36 do the same tasks. AAA says taking your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds will double the risk of a crash.
From cars now to airplanes, Southwest Airlines facing some sobering news about those new 737s ahead of the super busy fourth quarter of the year, which includes the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday travel season. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
The Dallas Morning News reports Southwest will not be using the 737 MAX jets during the busy Christmas season. Southwest is also closing operations at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey as of November 3rd. The 737 MAX jets have been grounded since March 13th following two crashes in Indonesia and in Ethiopia that claimed 346 lives. No word as to how much Southwest will be seeking in damages from Boeing, its sole plane provider.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.